As the votes of Michael Clark and Paul Taylor exceed the quota, I deem them to be elected.
Congratulations.
I'm delighted, Austin. Sure, look, it's great. It's a great day. I've always said, like, you know, this is not my seat, this is our seat. You know, and it's great to be holding on to it again. And again, you know, look at the team of supporters here behind me, everyone that helped me, the team that helped with the canvas, everything, my family, my wife, Naomi, kids, Robbie, Amelie, Frey and Charlie. You know, like, they put up with a lot over the last 8 or 9 weeks. Big shout out to my mother and father at home. They're sitting at home probably watching this, so look, they have a big part to play in this as well.
It's like the entry Grand National in here. Where do you get all the support from?
Look, I've always said I'm so proud of where I come from. I love where I come from. I've never left it. I never will. And look, I suppose people have made it easy at the doors, and I want to thank my supporters as well for all their support. But they made it easy. They made it easy at the doors. People are nice. I've always said that. People are nice. And when people are nice like that, you like to repay them. And I respect that. And I respect them for that as well.
You've got a winning habit now of being elected to Sligo County Council. One of these days, Paul Taylor, are you going to have to swap the word local for general?
Well, this is this weekend. This local is this weekend. We'll take every day as it comes now. We'll celebrate this tonight because we deserve to celebrate this tonight. My supporters, the people that voted for me and my family deserve to celebrate this tonight as well, but we'll take one step at a time and we'll see what the future holds.
Paul Taylor, congrats on your re-election.
Thank you. Thank you, Austin.
Michael Clark, congratulations. Yeah, you're back
you
in
much.
Again.
I'm delighted to be the first elected in my municipal district. It's very emotional.
Yeah. It means a lot to you, this. This is not your first time, but this feels like a special one, does it?
This is immense to have almost 3,500 votes still active in West Sligo after my election. So I'm delighted that my West Sligo colleague Joe Queenan will follow very soon, and it's a great honour to be elected in the same vote as a superstar like Paul Taylor. You know, he's a film star, everybody knows him all over the world and in Sligo, and it's a great mandate that I have now got going forward. And today the work starts on those bad back roads and CIS schemes and LIS schemes and playgrounds and everything else that has to be done, and I'm going to deliver that. And I'm also going to work very hard on the N17 to ensure that's upgraded. It's a disgrace. We can't be left behind here in the Northwest. We have to get our fair share, and I'm going to drive on that. And I think we have a good team of councillors that will be elected today that will support that view.
Well, I know that's one you feel passionate about. One last question. With a vote like that this evening, how have you been able, what do you think it is that, what have you got that you connect so well with West Sligo and beyond in terms of pulling in these votes? What's the secret sauce in your mind?
Well, it's a clear recognition that I work in absolute confidentiality. Anybody that has ever contacted me with an issue over the last 15 years, it has died, the conversation dies with me. They're very confident that their private issues won't be discussed with anybody. And then they know well that I have a word. If I say I'll do something, I'll get it done. I'll be honest. I'll tell people it can't be done when it can't be done. And they might be annoyed with me. But what people are entitled to in the Northwest is proper infrastructure for the families, for no doctor cover. We need more doctors. We need an awful lot of issues that I could go on and talk about all night. But I intend to work with every being in my body to ensure that the Northwest is recognised and Sligo gets what they deserve.
It's a long list of priorities. We'll let you get back to work. Councillor Michael Clark, congratulations.
Thank you.